Good morning, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. I wanted to do this on Mother's Day, but I didn't. I had a really amazing Mother's Day, so this is a Mother's Day episode a few days late. I wanted to say happy late Mother's Day to all you amazing mothers and single fathers out there. This isn't easy. Parenting is not easy, but, you know, we had kids, so we're kind of in the middle of it. So, I had a relaxing, amazing Mother's Day. So this is kind of what happened. Like, I'm just going to summarize what happened during Mother's Day and what we did. And I hope that you guys had an amazing time and enjoyed your day too. So I got to sleep in about 8:30 until about 8:30, and Jeremiah woke up with Tyler at about 6:30 or 7. He was awake for, I think he said he woke up at 6, but he was just waiting for Ty to wake up so that they could go. And he left, he took her to Safeway and they picked out flowers. I got a bundle of flowers from each of them. And, okay, I had to pee, sorry. But so Jeremiah got me a bundle of roses that are white and red, and they kind of, like, fade in, like, those type. And they're so pretty. And Tyler got me some tulips that are so stinking pretty. And then they got me my favorite candy, which is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I love those. I also really like Almond Joys, though, too. So they got me a bag of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They brought coffee home, and I got a new cup for Mother's Day, which is perfect. I wanted a new cup, so it's perfect. I was looking at them at the stores. And they also got me cards. And then they set it up. I woke up a little bit to them at home. When they had already been home, I woke up a little bit and I could hear them outside coloring, but I just went back to bed. Jeremiah kind of made it clear that he would like me to sleep in, because he has plans. And so thankfully it is so easy once he gets out of bed. It's so easy just to roll over to his side of the bed and go right back to bed. So that's what I did. And then I heard him say, "Tyler, okay, you can go wake up mommy now." And then she comes running in the room, jumps on me, right? Did you wake up mommy on Mother's Day?
Yes.
Yeah, and she candy. Said, and candy.
And candy.
She woke me up and she was like, "Mommy, mommy, time to wake up. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day." And then I was trying to get out of bed. I was trying to get dressed. And she goes, "Mommy, you got candy, candy. I want candy, please, candy." She just wants the peanut butter cups. And so
what are you doing with that one?
And then she brought them to me. And she goes, "Mommy, candy, can I have candy, please, candy?" And Jeremiah's like, "Baby, go put that back. You're ruining it." It was so cute. It was such a toddler thing of her to do. And so then I go outside and I see the cute little setup that they had. And it was so stinking cute. And she, of course, I gave her a piece of candy. And
oh, honey.
Not right now, baby.
Why?
Because you don't need it right now. And then she... And then I had one, and then I saw the coffee. There was coffee there, and he meant to get it hot, but it came cold, which is okay, because I poured it in my cup, and it stayed cold. And then he made breakfast, and we ate breakfast outside, and then I got to feed Tyler her breakfast, because she was refusing to eat her eggs. And then he was building a fire. He asked me what I wanted to do yesterday. Oh, we were getting ready to leave. But he was busy with something. Not right now, baby.
Why?
Because we were busy doing something, and I ended up doing the dishes. Please?
Please. My lid. My lid.
It's on, baby. Oh, it's not on. There we go. I ended up doing the dishes, but guys, I don't see Mother's Day as a day off. I don't see it that way. Like, yeah, if I want to go out and have a moment to myself, like, maybe when they're older, but I don't see Mother's Day as a day off. I don't see a need to not want to be around your kids for Mother's Day, because this is, they're why I'm a mother. No. This day's here, lovey. Like, she's why I'm a mom. If it wasn't for her, this day wouldn't be for, like, to celebrate me. Like, you know, us moms. So, I see it as, I really enjoy waking up to flowers. I really enjoy waking up to flowers, and I had an amazing day, guys. I definitely teared up a few times because I'm so happy where I'm at, and I'm so happy with who I'm with. He asked me yesterday, or not yesterday, but the day before Mother's Day, if I wanted, like, what I wanted to do for dinner, and I told him, I was like, I just want to barbecue. Barbecuing is big in my family, and so we barbecued literally over the fire, and what ended, like, in the beginning, it was just gonna be us, like, us three, and then, the neighbors invited us over to a barbecue, and so we invited them over to our barbecue, and so we all just, like, brought a bunch of food and barbecued together and hung out and had a really, really good time, and then we kind of just went inside and we did our own things after that. But I mean, we spent a lot of time outside, and we came inside around 6:30, and it was time for Ty's, like, bath time. And then she watches a movie before bed. It was Mother's Day by far. I had such an amazing day, and every day I think of it, and it's so great. But yeah, so we barbecued, we hit some fish. Our neighbors made some fish. They brought their sandbox over, but it was too heavy to carry back because they added more sand. And so it's still here, but I mean, we literally live like 20 feet away from each other. So I think we'll live, it's probably a little bit more than 20 feet, but probably about 20 feet though. So I mean, they need to play with it. My gosh, it's right here. Like, it's fine. But yeah, so we had a really good day. You want a snack? You were hungry today. What do you say?
Pizza sack.
Okay, can you pull your pants up so I don't have to see your booty?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll tighten your pants in a little bit, okay? No, pull them up, not down. Up. There you go. But yeah, so that's really all that I have today. I see. And then, oh, we went to Walmart. We went to Walmart, guys. I don't know why I forgot about that, but we went to Walmart too, and we got a mailbox, and then I painted the Yetis on it, and then, because that's what his dad calls him, is Yeti, and so that's kind of become the theme of our area, is the Yetis.
Okay, bye.
You want to take a bath?
Clean the bath.
Oh, you want to clean the bath? And then we also grabbed some other stuff that we needed. And he got a freaking cake, guys. He got a cake specially ordered for me. I love carrot cake. And he got a carrot cake with, it said, Happy Mother's Day, I love you. Which he told the lady to say, we love you, but she didn't hear him. I see. And then we were just outside all day, had a really good day. And what else was I gonna say? And on Mother's Day, the chickens got outside, guys. The chickens are now outside. They leveled up in the world, and now they're in their own little chicken coop, and it's so cute. But yeah, that's all that happened on Mother's Day. It wasn't a crazy amount of everything, but it was a lot. It was so nice.